Hey, this is Walter Jones, and you reached a higher level of Nerdvana.
It is 1935, but the history is not our own. The Civil War has simmered down from a hot war into a cold one, and the world is in the greatest economic depression it has ever seen. Amidst all this, New Orleans sits corrupt and full of secrets. Can young Carlisle and his companions stay out of the way of the Texas Rangers, Texaco, Hellstrom Industries, the Red Sect, and the Black Hand? Or will they be just a few more bodies on the trail to uncovering the Book Horror's legacy? The Book Horror's Legacy is a Deadlands Noir campaign presented by the Gamers Haven Podcast, featuring Gamers Haven regulars Eric and Eunice, and introducing Tyler, Aaron, Liz, Bill, and Amanda. Episode 1, The Lady Vanishes, Part 1.
I see a lot of money just burns a hole through my pocket.
Yeah, you basically can't keep money. Like, it disappears pretty much as fast as you get it. For whatever various reason. And it could be that you're just really bad with it, and like, oh, I've got $30, so I can totally eat right now.
So you'd be like, here's $100, and I'd be like, cool, I'm going to go on a shopping spree and hit a buffet, and oh, where'd my money go?
Yeah.
So spend it while you have it.
Yes.
Pretty much. Buy
stuff. Because you can keep stuff, just not money. Yeah. Buy gold.
Well, Ethan usually does the intro, you know, so I don't know if you want to do that or not.
Yeah, I need to think of a good intro. So we'll do that, and I'll provide Ethan with a good intro. But we can go around and why don't each of you introduce your character and say something about them for the benefit of our listeners.
I'm going to get to start. I'm Liz, and I'm playing Aristocles Alexander Carlisle, the millionaire playboy.
All right.
I am Aaron. I am playing Jean Lafitte, the street rat with an inn with the Loa.
I'm Tyler, playing Jim Jenkins, a.k.a. JJ. I am the driver.
My name's Bill. I'm playing Morris Mandrake. He's a harrowed monster hunter.
I'm Amanda. I'm playing Naomi Wilder, the destitute hobo who travels around with her dead husband.
Or at least she thinks she does.
That's all a matter of perspective.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
And
she says she doesn't.
Yes, that's true. My name's Eunice, and I'll be playing Kylie Ann McKeith, who is a librarian, who really, 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 really wants to be an investigator. She really thinks she is an investigator, but she's not. She's just really good at researching.
All right, so as we start up, where are you guys? Are you all hanging out at Aristocles' apartment? Are you... What are you guys doing?
I'm definitely not at Aristocles' apartment. If I was, the security would remove me.
I'm wherever the boss is.
Well, yeah.
Same for me, yes.
I don't know, I guess we could meet up at the local tavern, or... I don't know.
Well, you're all together. You tell me where you are and what you're doing there.
A bar would, or tavern would probably be the best place.
Or a cafe. I really like beignets.
Aristocles is
lovely. Let's just go get some beignets.
We'll go for cafe.
Okay, so you're at a lovely little cafe that you can't eat anything at, that the only reason they let you in is because she's there.
I think we should get
probably you too, actually. It's the only reason that you're allowed in is that she's there. Because the owner, well, you assume he's the owner. The owner and cook in back kind of keeps looking at you.
How about a park, then?
Yeah, that's fine, too. Be hanging out at a park.
I think a park would probably be a good place. Better place than an uppity, nice
cafe, well, or restaurant.
You can't get them into the really nice places. You can get them into the decent places.
I was going to say, we could probably go to an outdoor cafe, frankly.
Yeah.
We'll do a park.
Okay. So you're hanging out at the park. All right. That sounds good.
Hot dog vendors will serve anybody.
It's true. They will. You're out here actually to you're out here specifically to meet someone. You're out here to meet. Actually, it's sort of a friend of hers. You're out here to meet a guy named Fred.
Fred is good.
Grant. A guy named Grant Ross. And he's clean cut in his early 20s. He's really worried about something. He gave you a call. He's not very well off, but it's kind of a... He's kind of a friend of the family, but not, like... Not an important friend of the family.
I have nothing better to do today, so...
Pretty much. And basically, he sounded really worried, and he asked if you would stop by. He really needs some help with something. So you decided to meet him in this park.
Why not?
All right. Well, you're there. You've actually been hanging out in the park for a little while, where Grant comes up, and you can tell immediately when you see him. You can tell that he's definitely really worried about something.
Everybody's here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at this point, how well do we know each other? I mean, we've established that. I know. I'm sorry. What's your character's name again?
Jean Lafayette.
Jean
Lafayette.
Well, that's a good question. How well do you know each other?
I know Jean Lafayette. Has he brought us in as muscle?
Probably.
Is that why we are here?
It makes as much sense as anything.
Yeah.
Frankly, this is just my weekly appointment with Aristocles.
Because, you know, occasionally people do this. They will come to you because you're very social and very well known. Occasionally people will come and ask for help. And usually, you know, sometimes that means they need something found. Sometimes it means they're in a bit of trouble with the Black Hand or something. And it would not be, it would probably be wise, kind of given the way that Grant was nervous, to have some muscle around just in case.
So I got cheap, crazy muscle. If it's the Black Hand, definitely need to be crazy muscle.
She'll work for food.
I need for makeup.
At this point, do we know that we need muscle?
See, most of us need food.
It's a safe bet. That's what that's kind of what I was saying. Is like, you know, you're talking to him. He is kind of worried. Maybe he won't need the muscle, but it wouldn't hurt to have some just in case.
I mean, it's only a couple of bucks to have a couple extra hands, and he can afford a couple extra bucks. I can't afford a couple extra bucks. Thanks, Mr. Kids.
You're our hero.
All right.
I'm everybody's sugar daddy.
Pretty much.
That's what having money does.
We love you. That's my charisma bonus right there.
No, that's your money bonus. That's nothing to do with your charisma.
Yes, you do realize, though, coffee. Anytime you've given her money in the past, it's gone the next time you've seen her. Even that's in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Like,
but I gave you $100. Uh-huh.
I gave it to that monkey over there.
Oh, I found this bottle of perfume at the grocery. Isn't it great?
Oh, good lord.
It's this rancid sort of a...
No.
It was eau de toilette, but it
perfume.
Really was.
Okay.
It really was.
That should be one of your things. You start with? One of your interests?
I know perfume. Just
beauty products. Just
able to hold down a light.
That rancid smell is you.
Yes.
I do smell like the grave. It's not super pungent. I stay relatively clean, not in the loveliest ways. I actually smell somewhat like the bayou as well.
Well, swampy.
You about a 50-50 chance of being shot with perfume.
That's fine. I don't really mind that.
It should be higher than 50-50.
Except, no, it's not, because she doesn't actually have perfume on her, which means she has to steal somebody else's perfume, and that's gets complicated.
As far as she knows, she has perfume.
Well, anyway.
My husband keeps me very well taken care of.
Yes.
In her box down
yes,
by the river.
Yes, or, you know, more than once you've asked, what did you do with that money? I gave it to my husband.
Yeah.
Okay.
The finances.
Yes, my husband did. yeah. And if you are you, you're very attractive or attractive? Or
very attractive.
Okay. So you probably get hit on a lot. And you've had more than one offer of companionship for an evening. Or the next 10 minutes behind the dumpster. You know, whatever. You've had more than one of these. And, you know, I don't know how your husband feels about that, but you do get offers.
I threaten people to send my husband after them.
Okay. Once you've been around enough in an area, you kind of get a little bit of a reputation and people stop asking. But you still get them occasionally.
You know, travelers.
Yeah.
Or people who are just a little bit desperate that day.
Yeah, it's true.
Or looking for
or a drunk.
Uh-huh, or drunk.
All right. So you're hanging out at the park. Maybe you brought a little picnic basket or something, having some food. Anyway, Grant, you kind of see Grant coming from about a block down. And he's you know, kind of wringing his hands, and he looks really upset and really worried.
Hello, Grant.
Aristocles. Oh, thank you. You showed up. So you brought... thank you for showing up. That is lovely. Thank you
like
so much.
You needed some assistance.
Yes,
so I
yes. It's...
He's surrounded by the menagerie, but...
it's my sister, Emma. And you actually know Emma. You've
What's
met
the matter
her.
With Emma?
Do you have an apartment, or did we decide you lived somewhere else?
I think we decided that I probably lived in, like, a boarding house.
Okay.
A room, like, where I have a room, and...
You've kind of run into Emma. You know that Emma works at the... Emma works at City Hall as a clerk. So you haven't really run into each other professionally, but occasionally when you've had to go down to City Hall to do some research, you've met her there, and okay. And so you kind of, you know her in passing.
Okay.
Emma didn't come home last night, and I'm really worried about her. I think she has a boyfriend that she hasn't told me about, and it's really unusual for her. I mean, she's really a homebody. She doesn't go out, she doesn't party. She didn't come home.
Do you know where she went?
I have no idea. I came home and she wasn't there.
Well, a man can do that to a girl. She sounds young.
She didn't come home, and not only did she not come home, she didn't go to work. I asked. I stopped by City Hall earlier today, and she never showed up for work, and that's really not like her.
That does sound rather alarming.
Yeah, so...
Do you know where she went?
No. If I knew that, I'd be there.
You don't know where she is?
No.
Yeah, that's the point. She's missing.
No, I would like to do some type of sense motive roll. You know, how honest is this guy?
Okay. Let me think. Try to think, but nothing happens.
Give me a... Decisive?
Give me a... sure, you can do notice.
Or spirit, though.
Notice your spirit, whichever you want.
Alright, I'll do spirit. 6.
Okay. He seems on the level to you. He seems like he is genuinely concerned.
Where would she go?
I guess.
Assuming
she'd go home. That's all she does.
Assuming she were on a date with some other man other than yourself, where do you think she would go? Whereabouts do you live?
We live just down... down over in the French Quarter in a little apartment together. She doesn't... That's the thing. She doesn't do anything. She comes home.
What makes you think...
She goes to the library sometimes. That's it.
What makes you think she has a boyfriend, though?
Well, it's the way she's been talking, and she's been dressing up a little bit nicer, and it just... It's... You know, she's mentioned a few things, but she hasn't really told me. But I think there's a boyfriend... And
sounds
I don't,
to me like she eloped.
Who it is.
You're such the romantic.
I would
Listen,
be delighted to help you.
Thank
find
you
your
so
sister.
Much. I can make it up to you somehow. I don't know how, but I can.
We can arrange all of that later.
Okay.
There's no need
Thank
to.
You.
Have you looked in her room?
I really appreciate this. I have, but you're welcome to as well. Our apartment isn't far from here. But she didn't come home, and her room didn't look any different. I mean, I
so her bed wasn't here. Slept in.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. She didn't go to work either.
But she did yesterday.
She was at work yesterday. She left work yesterday.
She works at City Hall. She's a clerk.
She's a file clerk at City Hall.
She's really nice. Gotten coffee with her a couple times. Mm-hmm. Which is on break.
Yeah. Well, she's mentioned you.
I think we should perhaps go see if there's anything to be found in her room.
Okay.
If you wouldn't mind.
Sure.
Letting us in.
I wonder if she has a diary.
It's a couple of lofts this way.
I'll introduce everyone to Grant so he's not thinking.
Maybe if we don't find her, I'll ask my husband to see if he can pull some strings in the military. See if he can help us if push comes to shove. I hate asking him for favors, though. He's just so busy.
Hmm.
Where is your husband right now?
He's at work. It's the middle of the day.
Okay. So you guys walk a couple of blocks, and he takes you to the building that he lives in, and it's a little run down, and it's not very nice. It's actually kind of typical for the area. Not in the greatest shape. It looks like they probably have a lot of problems with crime and break-ins. He takes you up. He and his sister live on the third floor. And he takes you up to a fairly tiny apartment. It's an apartment that pretty much consists of, like, it's basically a small one-bedroom apartment. And
how good a lock is it on the door?
You have lock picking?
Yep.
Okay, give me a knowledge roll, actually, and I'll give you +1 because you have lock picking. Or, I'm sorry, not knowledge. Give me a smarts roll. And actually, you can do either lock picking or smarts, and I'll give you a +1 because you have the skill.
I got a 5, +1 is 6.
Okay. Actually,
you should
stop here. When you roll dice, you always roll 2 dice. So,
I have a 3, so it's still 6.
And remember that 6 is, the maximum on the die explodes.
Yeah.
Okay, so you just keep rolling. All right, so you got a 6. Mm-hmm. His lock is shit.
So I can basically open it even without the lock pick?
Pretty much.
I will.
It's kind of one of those things where it's like, done.
I'll do that.
Okay. So he's rummaging around for his keys when you kind of walk up and you're like, done. And he's like, but the owner said that was a really good lock.
You need a better lock.
I pay extra for that lock.
You need to get your money back.
It's okay. I'm sure if you talk to them, they'll give you a better lock.
Okay. I'll do that. Come on in.
I'm trying to get one I'd actually have to use tools for.
No, not this one. Tools would be even easier.
That's how it's responsible. I was trying to get one I'd actually have to use tools for.
Yeah. So he leads you inside. It's a small one-bedroom apartment. It looks like his sister takes the bedroom. He takes the living room. There's a tiny, tiny kitchen, and that's pretty much it in this place.
How cozy.
There's a window that is nailed shut.
Oh. In Louisiana,
it's probably not nailed
would
shut.
Be.
There is a window in the house, but it's this just kind of dingy, nasty, ratty apartment. And it's not horrible. You're not going to catch
nice
some
place.
Terrible disease by sleeping here, but it's not the best place.
Well, it's a roof.
Yours is only slightly better.
Yeah, well, I live in a boarding house.
Yeah.
It's a lot better than I used to have.
Yeah.
I've seen trenches in the war that were nicer than this.
Really?
Yeah, if I were her, I would have left anyway.
She never complained.
Listen, Matt, you seem like you don't know much about your sister, but you seem like an alright guy, so we're willing to stick around.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
She
sure it's advisable. I'm sure he takes great care of his sister.
Emma's room is right in there. I looked around a little bit, but I didn't find anything. You're welcome to, though. Look around wherever you want.
All right. I will go and look around her her bedroom.
Okay.
I'll be looking around, too.
Okay. I have investigation. Diary. I don't know.
Investigation is more... is more doing research and bookwork.
So
this is
going to
be more notice.
Notice. Okay.
So anybody who wants to kind of look around can make a notice roll.
I will just use...
7. Success. No raise.
Okay.
Barely. I don't even have notice, so I won't roll anything.
10.
Well, you can. You just do it as a d4 sure. minus 2.
D4 minus 2.
No, you still get the d6.
Do you want them to give you raw numbers or success and success with raise?
Raw numbers is fine. But for you, I believe it's a minus 2 to the total. So you roll a d4 or d6, take the highest, subtract 2.
0.
Okay.
I got a 6.
Yeah, that lock sucks. For some reason, you just can't get that out of your head. All right, who got what?
Four.
Okay.
4.
I
got
a 6.
3? Okay. He's right, the lock really does suck. And this, you don't want to stay here. This is not done. Your family would probably be upset knowing that you're even here. Hopefully you haven't been seen by anyone. Anyone of importance.
I'm kind of poking around, but I don't really want to touch that pillow.
Give him the fireplace poker.
Tell me about your sister's job. Something there might have caused
her
not to go.
Well, she works at, you know, like I said, she works at City Hall. She's a file clerk. She gets along pretty well with the people there. But more recently, she's dressing up, wearing a little bit of makeup, going in. That's not something she usually does. That's why I think there's a boyfriend.
That does sound like a new acquaintance. Does she have any friends?
Yeah, she does. There's one friend she talks about at work. Her name is Mary Adams. She talks about Mary all the time, though. I personally don't approve of Mary. I kind of wish she wouldn't talk to Mary.
Why?
What's the matter with Mary?
Well, Mary's a little... Mary likes men.
Is she a little loose?
Oh.
I don't want to necessarily say that.
Listen,
but
if your sister's friend's a slut, we need to know.
She's loose.
You know, I think Michael was right. You picked up some bad language in the military.
I'm gonna miss him because he's away.
Oh, well, he gets off at 9 if you want to grab dinner. It's a bit late, right. But
okay.
He's a pretty good driver, though.
Michael has plans. He told me about them. Sure he told you. Remember?
Everybody is kind of looking around.
Yes.
This entire month.
She has a diary. There is a diary in there. Okay. And that's about the most interesting thing that you find.
Okay.
And flipping through it, you're initially kind of excited because, a diary. She would surely have written in this. And her diary entries are more along the lines of how the weather was today. And, it's about the lamest diary you've ever seen.
It's like a diary
thing.
Like mom used to write.
talks about the weather, and like each entry is 2 or 3 lines long, and talks every single one talks about what the weather was like that day, and it mentions maybe one other thing, and the only thing that you can get from reading through the diary is that it's been kind of muggy lately, and that
it's Louisiana.
She has definitely. She talks about a guy. She talks about a guy she's looking forward to seeing again, but she doesn't say his name.
But do I have a date?
The last one earlier this week talks about it.
Okay,
she only starts talking about it about 2 weeks ago. About 2 weeks ago, she starts talking about a guy who's cute, and she hopes she'll get to talk to him.
Okay.
And then there's something, you know, that says basically, what's his name? Grant. Grant would definitely not approve.
Right, so...
But she never actually mentions the guy's name.
Okay.
So, Ross, where can we find this loose Mary?
She should be down at City Hall. Well, she was there earlier. She went. I went in earlier to check to see if Emma was there. See if maybe she stayed with Mary, but she didn't. Mary is there though.
And did anything significant happen 2 weeks ago? Like, do you remember where she was? Did she do anything different? Did she go anywhere different? Did she try something new?
Not really. About a week ago, she. About a week ago, she bought some more makeup.
Yeah, no, 2 weeks ago.
There's some decent, some okay makeup here.
Mine.
Okay, how obvious are you being about taking the makeup?
No, we need the... Is it okay if I take one or two of her things for evidence? We need to take it to find out where it came from.
Yeah, okay.
Two pairs for makeup.
Okay, yeah, sure, if it'll help, go ahead.
Thank you for your cooperation.
You know what she looks like, but if you want, I can give you a picture.
Yeah, well, it'd be helpful for everyone else.
Okay. He kind of rummages around in a drawer in the kitchen and comes back with a picture of, yes, that is Emma.
Did the team score any useful information?
Nope. What you found basically was the makeup that you'd be interested in, and
and the diary.
One of you found the diary, and read through it, but the diary so far is not panning out so well.
All we know is that she met whoever this guy is. She met him about 2 weeks ago, but it doesn't say where.
Well, if she didn't meet him here, she probably met him at work.
Yeah, well,
she does say in there that Grant would not approve.
Yes, and whoever the man is, Grant wouldn't like
it. It's the 30s, so racism is still a pretty big thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What race is everybody? That's actually a good point.
I'm a little white girl.
I think are you not? Are any of us not white? Because that could run into problems with race.
Not obvious. Well. I'm a touch.
You're probably
a mulatto. Creole.
Yeah. Quadroon was one quarter, so.
You're a little bit darker skinned than. You still have what they call good skin.
Yeah. You can pass.
I can pass.
You can pass.
I'm really nervous for you. I bet she fell in with a colored boy.
Emma? Never!
Mary Adams seems like the only one who will know.
Yeah, I think we should go talk to Mary.
I concur.
Okay. I'll let you get to it then. Just let me know what you find. I'm really very worried about her.
We'll be in touch.
Thank you.
If not me specifically, I'll send someone to let you know.
Not him. But use your best judgment.
I do try.
Wait a minute. What's the matter with me?
Nothing. Emma likes you.
He suggested you.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry, Mac. Your sister's in trouble. We'll figure it out.
Thanks. That's strangely comforting.
We're going to get a better lock while we're gone.
Okay, I'll talk to the...
Yes, you talk to your landlord.
I'll talk to him right now.
I'll check it when we come back by.
I'll lean into him and I'll say they may not, look like much, but they're pretty good at it.
Okay. Well, I trust you.
Well, that means a lot. Thank you.
Grant, if she's in serious trouble, we'll fix that.
Okay. Good. That would make me very happy. Not that he's in serious trouble. The fixing part would make me very happy.
Alright, we're going to go talk to Mary now. You have a good rest of your day.
Okay. I'm going to go talk to... I'm going to go find the landlord.
Okay, off to City Hall.
All right. Do you guys drive to City Hall?
I was going to say, how do we get there?
How do you want to get to City Hall?
Yeah.
Can it hold six people?
Probably
seven.
Not.
My husband.
Actually, probably.
No, your husband is still at work.
They were big family cars.
They were big family cars at the time, so...
Don't worry, guys. We can fit you all in the car. Everybody in.
Somebody will probably have to sit in the rumble seat. Somebody will...
You can sit on my lap, seat.
Shame, would Michael say.
That deserves a buddy.
I think you're right. I think it does. And I think the appropriate response to what would Michael say is, Michael ain't here.
Yeah. What he don't know.
But Michael don't know
not while you're driving, please.
Right on, boss. We'll get there.
So after would be okay, though. All right, you guys head over to City Hall. It's not too busy at City Hall. You head on in, and you know where Mary works.
Yeah.
So, or you know where Emma works.
Yeah.
So you go back to the file.
The file clerk's office. Yeah.
Office, and yes, in fact, there's Emma, or not Emma, sorry, there's Mary. She's, you know, looking stuff up and doing her thing.
Psst, Mary.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Can I talk to you? Can you take a break?
Yeah, I can take five. No problem. I got a new supervisor.
I'll smile.
Hello.
You can do the main talking, but I'm just going to smile to encourage the, you know...
The banter.
I'm just going to smile at
you. No, but we, you know, we're talking a little loose, and, you know...
Well, I could smile at him, but I think that's sending mixed signals.
I don't know, it depends on how loose she is.
Yes, that that's
might be
true.
Just
I'm sorry.
The distraction she's been looking for.
You'll probably have to remind me that you're playing a man. I'd forgotten there for a moment, so he probably says, "Okay, yeah, sure," and I got a moment for you anytime.
So I don't know if you know, but Emma's missing.
Oh yeah, I know. She's supposed to be here today.
Do you know anything? She apparently met this guy a couple weeks ago.
Oh, that guy? God, he's a loser.
What do you know about him?
His name is Will Gretz. And he's this loser. He's got... You know what he's got going for him? He's got a gold tooth and a bunch of pomade.
Why is Emma even interested?
I don't know, but he was interested in her immediately.
How immediately are we talking here?
First time he came in, he talked to Emma. Wanted specifically to talk to Emma.
Whatever you want, well, Will Gretz.
Did he say why?
No.
Just came in and said hello?
Just came in, said hello. I tried to help him. He wasn't really interested. So we let him alone for a little bit. Emma came over and the two of them hit it off.
I wonder...
But that guy, he's not...
What do you know about him?
What else is wrong with
him? I don't know much, but he's shady. He gives me the creeps. I told Emma that she shouldn't talk to that guy.
Okay.
Believe me, I know a thing or two.
We heard. I'm sorry, I mean...
Excellent taste.
Yes. So, when's the last time that you saw Emma? Did you see her yesterday? Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm a really good champagne taster. Say what?
She's a connoisseur.
Connoisseur of champagne.
Emphasis on the sewer.
So I know that you guys sometimes walk home together. Did you walk home?
No. Last night. Last night she had a date with Will.
Okay, and I guess then they met up right after work.
Yeah, he didn't meet her here, though. She was meeting him somewhere else.
Do you know where?
Where
I don't know. No, I have no idea where that idiot lives. I don't want to know where he lives. Stay away from me.
Do you know where we might get a hold of him?
No idea.
Did she happen to mention some of the places that they've been?
Mostly he just took her out to like the cafes and stuff around here. He was always talking real big, but you know, he was always talking real big, but she always had to pay for stuff because, you know, he left his wallet in his car that he doesn't have, or his other pants.
Yeah, but he also left his pants somewhere. I'm sorry.
I don't know. This guy's enough of a loser. I bet if you ask around, you can find something.
I wonder if we shouldn't go back and talk to Grant.
This loser didn't have any city business, did he?
You know, I don't know what he was doing.
I don't see a reason to go with Grant just yet.
Okay.
What are we going to tell him? There's this guy that we've heard she
We could probably ask him if he knows Will.
Is
it obvious which desk belongs to Emma?
Mm-hmm.
Can I go look at it?
Sure. Yeah, that's Emma's desk there.
I guess I'll roll my completely blind to notice.
I'll look too.
Okay.
What a shit. Ransack her records for anything.
I'll ransack her desk. That'd be great.
What friends do.
Yeah.
Of course.
Still zero.
Alright. It is in fact a desk.
11.
There are things there.
I got 11.
You don't find anything of real interest there.
Okay.
There's nothing there that's really out of place.
I was just thinking she might have written notes or something about where she was going to meet him for lunch.
She does not appear to have. At this point, I will tell you guys there is one of the setting rules. There's a thing called legwork, and it's what you do is you use either I believe you use Streetwise, and what you do is you spend a few hours asking around about things. And you make a roll, and depending on how that roll goes, you'll get information, and you might get roughed up a bit. But finding out where, you know, more about Will would be a good thing for legwork.
Okay. The only reason that I suggested that we go back to talk to Grant was because he sought Emma out.
I'd just rather not worry him until we have something a little more concrete. It's been my experience that women, perhaps you can, you know, correct me on this, but in my experience, women don't tend to enjoy having their brothers hear about.
I don't have any siblings.
They do tend to disapprove, so.
I'm with the boss on this one, library lady.
Bite me, driver. I'm sorry. No, that's way out of character. Sorry. Apparently she put on her smarty pants today.
She suddenly moved to New York and came back.
Yes. It was a moment. The moment. She's trying to get her Streetwise badge.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, Miss Adams. You've been a great help.
Thanks. And I'm free later.
We're a little busy, but perhaps we'll come by.
Oh. Not them.
Yesterday, today, tomorrow.
Whenever you're free.
Whenever you're free, hon. Just stop.
I was more suggesting.
Mary, we'll grab coffee next time I'm by.
Okay.
I know I'm not as entertaining as Aristocles, but hey.
Yeah, bring your friend here. He's cute.
He's a friend of my dad's. Okay. So, legwork.
Okay, so.
Your family would not approve.
What you need to do for legwork is you need to decide how many of you are going to do this. One of you gets to be the one who makes the roll. The others will go ahead and make the roll, but you will basically be assisting. And it is Streetwise. So who wants to do this?
I would suggest somebody that has a higher Streetwise than I do.
I do have Streetwise. I don't know what you have.
Mine is at a D4.
No, yours is awesome.
Yes, mine is awesomely bad. I'm trying really hard.
I have it at a D6.
I have no Streetwise.
It seems to be the best of
them. I have a penalty to charisma, so I'm not.
I guess that would be me.
I will try to help, though.
I will try to help.
Okay.
Is there any penalty if you fail?
Helping? That is an excellent question.
That will get roughed up.
There is a penalty for if you may get roughed up. It's going to cost you some money, and you may get roughed up. But is there a penalty
for helping?
That's a good question. And let me look that up real quick. What's it?
Could this be something that my charisma applies to?
Yes, absolutely.
Definitely.
You cannot actually get roughed up with your +4 charisma.
I like that.
Odds are well over 50-50. I think you have over 75% chance, and probably 80-something, that you'll get it.
If we're helping, do we still roll both our skill and our wild die?
+4, right?
Yeah.
So that's
if we're helping,
success.
Do we roll both of our skill and
you're
our wild die?
Yes. One, that's success.
All right. Anybody who's going to help, go ahead and roll.
I love six.
Awesome. Keep going.
What are we rolling?
Streetwise, if you want to help.
No, if we don't have streetwise, we don't roll.
You can. It's a minus two.
There's a minus two.
Oh, okay.
Well, I got a one this time.
Assuming there's
13.
Absolutely no negatives.
I got a five.
I'll be helping. Otherwise, I'm not. I'm going to roll anyway. If there's any negatives whatsoever, it doesn't matter what I roll, discard it.
So you're going to be a d4 minus two then?
Mm-hmm. I have a unless you, what's your charisma bonus?
Minus two.
Then you're at minus four as well as you.
So you probably shouldn't roll.
Okay.
No, you might as well roll if there's just use the same thing I am. If there's any penalties whatsoever, just it doesn't
roll.
Count.
Yeah, right.
No matter
I
how
well
I roll.
I'm going to make my roll.
Yeah.
That's not helping.
Yeah, I rolled a 7, which minus 4 is only a 3. That's positive.
Yes, you got a positive.
I got a 5.
So that's good for me.
Okay.
Do you take the higher of the two? Or?
Yeah.
All right. Anybody who gets any of the assistance, for every success and raise that you get to add one to the roll. So you get a 5, which is 1. So that's +1.
I got a 6.
That's plus another +1.
What's a raise?
A raise is 4 over your target number. In fact, every 4 points over your target number is another raise.
Which is why your +4 gave you an inherent raise.
Yeah.
So what's the target number?
Your target number is 4.
So 13.
So you got a 13, got a 14, raises. A 15. Did anybody else succeed? Okay. So you got a total of 15. Your target number was a 4. That means you got a success and 8, 12. You got a success and 2 raises.
Okay.
Okay? Didn't quite get the third raise because you didn't get to you didn't get to 16. That would have been a third raise. But you got a success and 2 raises.
Here. There in that corner where it says how well did I roll.
In a way, possibly succeed though, right?
You could. It's dice explode.
Oh.
So if you roll your max, you roll again. That's why I got 3.
Okay.
I would assume that a success with 2 raises is good.
Yes, it is. You succeed. You succeed very well. Well enough that it doesn't actually cost you any money. You're able to ask around. You find out that this guy, Wilgratz, is a big gambler. He is in pretty deep with a lot of people, but he's in exceptionally deep with one particular bookie who is associated with the Black Hand.
So he lost the woman in a poker game.
And if you're curious, you can find out that that bookie's name is Angel Lombardi.
Angel what?
Lombardi.
Nice.
The thing is,
burned on his flashbacks where you get bookie Angel Lombardi in
yes.
the picture.
He's in pretty deep. He's in for about $2,000 just to Angel, and he's in. There are others that he owes money to. Though it turns out recently, he's been saying that he got some kind of a job. And that he's going to be flush with cash soon, and he's going to be, not Angel, Will has been talking big about how he's going to pay off his debts, and you know, this is his ticket. He's going to get a big score.
His debts are enough to make even me raise an eyebrow.
Yeah. You probably could come up with a couple grand, but that's that money you'd need to really go to your parents for, right? You don't really have that laying around. Given some time, you could probably liquidate some stuff and get it.
But it wouldn't be fun.
No,
we're talking
really
long-term assets being cashed in.
Yeah. You also find out where the guy lives. And the bars that he hangs out at. It turns out that he hasn't been seen in a little bit.
What's a little bit?
At least the last day or two was the last time anybody saw him. But yeah, when they did see him, he was talking big about how he's coming into money, and he's got to pay off all his debts, and everything's going to be, you know, rainbows and martinis from here on out.
Unicorns, pooping rainbows, mm-hmm. into martinis.
Shall we go to his house?
Yep.
Sure, hop in the car.
All right. You head over to his house. He lives in, he also lives in kind of a bad part of, and he's not really in the French Quarter, but, he lives in a bad part of town. And you get there, it's, you know, he lives on the second floor, how are you guys?
I think I should talk to
Will. What are you, once you get there, how, what are you guys going to do? Because he's up on the second floor, it looks like there are a total of maybe 12 apartments in this building, 4 per floor, and there are 3 floors. He lives up on 2. The building itself looks more run down than Grant's did. It looks like this guy is... This is where you go to live when you really don't have any money.
Bless you.
When you're one step away from being her.
This place is a bigger shithole than Ross's house.
Yeah. Definitely.
Well said.
Does it have...
My character doesn't say that.
Does it have a fire escape?
Yes, there's a fire escape. It's a little rusty and a little rickety, but it's there.
I've always wondered how people live in areas like this.
Not
like
the mailbox.
I've seen movies.
Comfortably.
Like,
are there names on the mailboxes?
No.
Usually in beds.
It looks like they're kind of used to be, but they've been scratched
and
out.
And another nice thing. So that
actually, no,
knows.
There are no mailboxes at this point. At this point, for mail, what you do
have to go
is...
To the...
You send mail to the post office general delivery, and you would have to go and go to the post office and ask.
Mm-hmm.
You said you are a detective, right? I'm sure you've seen plenty of people who live in worse than this.
No, I'm a librarian. I want to be a detective.
Oh, I'm sorry. Out of game. I thought you said that you... I thought that you thought that you were a detective and were saying so.
No.
My mistake.
No, I really, really want to be a detective.
Okay,
really,
I thought that you were under the impression that you were a detective.
No.
So,
trying
to figure out what people are actually doing.
I'm
right.
Just going to get out of the car and go to the second floor.
Yeah, you feel very out of place here. This is a place where you'd feel a lot better with...
Alex.
A little bit bigger of a bodyguard.
Let me do the talking here.
That counteracts my impulsiveness?
Hmm? No, not necessarily.
Okay. That you said it in a way that yes.
Not necessarily, but you do look around and like, this is really not good. Dad would not approve of me being here. He would approve even less of the last than Grant's.
I'm gonna go first and look like a really large bodyguard.
Okay. So you're gonna head up first.
Yep.
All right.
I'm following you.
I'm gonna wait in the car with my Mauser at the ready.
Okay.
I'm
going up as
the boss.
You guys go up.
All right. Yeah.
On the door.
Glass. Careful, there's glass.
Oh, I'm sorry. Shoot. Alrighty then.
I won't be pounding on the glass anymore.
I was under the pressure it was wood.
Nope.
Okay.
My bad.
So before you do that, I want you to... I know you're very excited to get up there and pound on the door. Go ahead and give me a quick notice roll.
All of us or just him?
Just him.
I have danger sense. Just a reminder.
6.
Yeah, you're about to hit the door when you realize that the door is slightly ajar.
Open the door.
Okay. So you kind of push the door open, and it looks like somebody has kicked it in. And you look in there, and the place has been tossed. In fact, anybody who has Streetwise can give me a roll.
I'll roll my raw again.
Your charisma does not apply to this one.
I didn't think so. 4.
5.
6.
3. I...
Right. Anybody who got at least a 4 can realize that this place was tossed by professionals. And what that means, you can really tell when somebody tosses someplace. The professionals, what they'll do is they'll actually move furniture. If they don't know, like, if they don't know where something is, they will trash the place. Whereas people who don't really know what they're doing, they might rifle through doors and leave them open. Professionals will take the drawer out. And, you know, to check to see if there's anything hidden back there, flip them over, that whole bit. And this is, it's pretty obvious to anybody who has, like I said, has gotten a floor that this was professionally done. This wasn't just some guy coming in and looking for whatever. This wasn't just some random break-in.
Wow.
Coming to. Yeah, because this place is trashed.
This is what you do when you have time.
Is this, but... Why did they break all the stuff?
You're not actually getting anything, so I will let you know if something comes up. But so yeah, you push it open, and just from standing out in the hall, like, you can see that, yeah.
This is really interesting.
I don't get why they broke stuff. Weird.
They're looking for something.
Oh.
Do you guys stand out in the hall or go in?
You're going in.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to wait in the hall.
Okay. It's a little shithole of a place. Okay, I want you to go ahead and give me a notice roll. It's a little shithole of a place. It's really tiny. It's like this tiny little. Basically, it's a tiny little one room apartment.
Five.
Okay. It's this tiny little one room apartment, and it's just been trashed. People can either give me a. People can give me notice rolls if you want to search the place.
What is investigation?
Investigation is research. Mostly research. Okay.
10.
Okay.
You can notice things.
Okay.
can, in fact.
On the wild dice, in fact.
Okay. There are two things that you guys find of note, and it's the two of you who found them. One of them is a slightly soiled smock from a place called, is it?
Oh, wait, I'm street trash.
Snip it. Maybe lick it?
Yeah. No licking.
It's a slightly soiled white smock with the name Blessed Rest Retirement Home embroidered over the right breast pocket. And this seems kind of out of place because...
It's a... Yeah.
What the hell is it? Like,
what's a retirement home?
It's where old people go to die.
That didn't just happen in the street?
You just thought that was 14.
That's where old people go to die.
Yes, that's where people that have some kind of money...
You thought that was Mary and Buy One.
Oh, there's special places for that.
Yeah.
Wow, it happens everywhere.
The rich people have special places.
I didn't realize rich people
have
special places for that.
Yes, well, hello.
Rich people have special places for everything. They know that they're better than us.
The
they don't
other
want to
item
die with the common man.
Yes.
I wonder if he perhaps met someone that he knew or convinced them that he knew.
Well, the other thing that you get is a notepad. And it's open to a page that has several multi-digit numbers. And the thing that leaps out at you is the numbers are either 8 or 9 digits long, and some of them have had lines drawn through them. And it's the other interesting thing that you wouldn't expect to find around here. So while you guys are looking for that, you see a couple of guys get out of a car about halfway down the block. And they walk... They walk up to the apartment building that they just went into, and they go inside, and they look like thugs.
Okay. Halfway down the block.
Considering how we look,
pretty hard.
Yeah, they were sitting down about halfway down the block. It looks like they were both sitting in a car about halfway down the block, much like you are. And it looks like they, as far as you can tell, they waited for your friends to go in the building, and then got out of the car and followed them in.
Well, from here, I think I gotta follow these guys.
Okay.
I'm totally pocketing the notebook.
Okay.
The notepad.
Okay.
I'm thinking that I can quietly tail them, and if it looks like things are about to go bad, you know, say the word and let my buddies know.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a stealth roll.
Which is what for?
Agility.
Agility?
No, it's the it's stealth skill.
Stealth skill, which I don't have, so it would be at a 4 minus 2.
Okay.
Plus wild.
Okay.
1.
Okay. all right. You totally, you are totally stealthy. You are a ninja. You are invisible. You step on a cat, but that's cool because everybody steps on cats. You hear cats all the time. They yell like that all the time. And despite your master stealth skills, despite your mad ninja skills, it looks like they spot you. It also looks like they don't care.
Okay.
So like, they're kind of like, whatever, and they keep going. So like you.
Hey, I'm just walking down the street.
Just walking up the stairs, walking on cats, whatever. I walk on cats all the time.
We YouTube for fun.
Yeah.
And we almost killed them. Hooray!
Everyone's been trying to do that forever. They even made a movie about it.
Right. Two.
Two. Yeah.
Yeah, but only the first one was any good.
Like the Matrix.
All right.
This is true. But yeah, there was only one Matrix.
Okay. So you guys, the rest of you, so do you follow them into the building? Or do you just keep walking? Because they go into the building. And they, yeah, they go into the building. So what are you doing?
I think I'm going to go ahead and enter the building and wait at the bottom of the stairs and see if I can hear what's going on.
Okay. You come into the building, and you can hear them walking up the stairs. You guys are all standing, you're looking at the smock, you're looking at the okay.
Yeah.
So you guys are all standing, you're looking at the smock, you're looking at the notebook, trying to figure out what's going on with these numbers,
mm-hmm.
and you see a couple of guys, a couple of tough guys, a couple of maid guys coming up the stairs and around, and looks like they're heading right for you.
I totally put the notebook in my pocketbook.
They are heading right for you. They do not, they haven't drawn weapons or anything like that.
Do they have anything on them that says vicious are about to attack?
Not as far as you can tell, but give me a notice roll.
8.
You can tell that they are both packing. But they do not appear to be... you can tell that they're both packing. Probably handguns, if you had to guess. It's probably some kind of smaller revolver. You don't know... Like, they don't appear to be... They probably have more than that. They probably have knives. But they don't appear to be going for them. One of them has a piece of paper that he's holding on to.
I'm going to see if they look like they're coming this way or if they're just going to pass by this room.
Okay, they pretty much walk right up to you. Hey, Toots. Why don't you go in there with your friends? We need to have a little chat.
No, I like it here.
Hey, whatever. Get out of the way, we're going in.
No.
They move you out of the way and go in.
Can I cast fear on them?
Okay.
I would wait at this point. If I were you.
They tell you to get out of the way and move in, and if you don't move, they just walk through you, basically, if they have to.
Save your power points. And you blast these guys, too.
Right, I'm going to back up into the room. These men are so rude to me.
Which one of you is Gretz?
Get behind me, boss.
None of them.
We're hunting Grits. He owes us money.
All right. Well, good. He owes us money, too. But we get paid first. You see him, you give him this. He literally tosses this sheet in the air, and then they both turn around and walk out.
Perhaps I might ask a question. I would, you know.
What do you want, pretty boy?
Finding him would be of use to both of us. Where would you go next?
Well, I know where I'm going next. Read the note.
I read the note.
I'll read the note.
Tip my hat as they walk out the door.
The note says, yeah, then they come back down. There is doesn't seem to be any falling bodies, no shooting. and yeah, if you don't get in their way, they just leave. Actually, no. They do stop. You Gretz?
Don't know anybody named Gretz.
All right. And they leave. The note says, you come to 413 Mandeville Street by 9 p.m. tomorrow night if you want to see that blonde dame again. Bring the dough. If you snitch to the cops, we'll know, so don't get smart.
Well, I think that we figured out where...
A lot easier.
Good, we can just go get Emma now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame, I was really hoping we see that loose Mary again.
She works at City Hall. You can see her whenever you like. As long as you have business in the City Hall.
She is free later this evening.
So you want, she's free any evening.
She's free every evening.
Even if she's occupied, she's free.
And if she's not free, she's at least very cheap.
If she's not free, wait 10 minutes.
And she's a real connoisseur of champagne.
Emphasis on the sewer.
I don't know, she seems like a real clown too.
So I'm still at the bottom of the stairs and you guys are still in the room, right?
We head down.
Do you, okay. Because they turn around and go.
Well, because there's nothing.
Unless you try to do something about it, they just leave.
No,
let them go. We're gonna try to.
And if you get in the way again, they.
They'll shoot.
They can go.
They do.
Bad idea to get in the way again.
Yeah. So do you try and get in the way again? You let them go. Okay, and they stop and talk to you, so you don't, but you let them go. All right, they
I don't
leave.
Have trouble.
They leave.
Well, not so. What does the note say?
The note says, "You come to 413 Mandeville Street by 9 p.m. tomorrow night if you want to see that blonde dame again. Bring the dough. If you snitch to the cops, we'll know. So don't get smart."
Do we go to the rest home, the place where the rich dead people are, or do we go to?
Oh, that sounds unpleasant. Well, I believe we now know where Emma is.
Yes.
Emma's blonde, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's kind of pretty in a shy, kind of mousy, sort of bookish kind of a way.
I suspect if we paid his debts, we'd get her back, but...
Do we really want to pay his debts? He sounds like a jerk.
Listen, I ain't letting no you loser take my money.
The easiest way to pay his debts is to drag him there and throw him over.
I say that we go to the nursing home and see if we can't figure out what the deal is.
Yeah, where the rich dead people are.
That's my vote.
I
want
to see where rich dead people go.
I want to figure out what these numbers are.
You just let me know what you want to do, boss.
It's not like dates. I'm in the cemetery.
But they're eight...
Retirement homes are for the living.
Yes.
But they're 8 or 9 digits long.
Retirement homes are where they go to.
The numbers are, it's a,
cemeteries,
it's like a sheet of numbers.
Memorial.
All of the numbers are either 8 or 9 digits long.
If they were dates, I think
so
they would
they're
recognize
they're
that
they're
they were dates.
Of course.
Give me a...
I don't know what I'm going to
die. Smart roll.
That's because of the poor.
So just my smart...
Just
wild die or no wild die?
With
I don't care when you're going to die.
Anytime I ask
I'm
you for a roll, I use the wild die.
Okay.
Or, well, almost anytime.
Yeah, whatever you say.
Literally a sin, I can say that.
5.
This
okay.
is true.
I can recommend some cologne.
The crazy work chief.
Not sure.
Okay.
Body works just fine.
Not for the rest of us.
Do I look like I'm made out of money?
Actually, I take that back. For you, you kind of look at these and you realize that what they could be is...
Decimal numbers.
They might
be, because you've done some research at City Hall.
Digits.
Yeah.
These could be index numbers into deed books in City Hall. You remember looking, you remember digging up some of these for some of your research. That is kind of your best guess. It certainly fits. They're all 8 or 9 digits, and the numbers look like they're about in the right range from what you remember.
Okay.
Trying to go to City Hall.
Yeah, and he had. So, alright. Yeah, so I probably would have been able to identify what they were, or what they could be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, he works at the place where the rich guys go to die, and he has deed numbers. Is he trying to sell their property or something?
I don't know. Well, we don't know if he works there yet.
Maybe he's trying to inherit it if they got nobody else.
Yeah.
Does this mean we're going to see Mary again?
Maybe later. First, we got to go make sure that he actually does work at the nursing home. That would be my guess.
How about we do this? You go do the research. Figure out what these numbers mean. The rest of us will go to the nursing home. See what we can dig up. We'll meet back.
This plan sounds
acceptable.
Where are you
going to
go?
All right, I guess I'll hop on the...
You're hopping up.
On the streetcar to get back
to... You're walking
good. Every estate has multiple heirs that pop up out of nowhere. I would not be surprised if he were a claimant in someone's affairs.
With clothes like that, he can appear like some rich dude?
Well, that's the point.
He didn't have any particularly good clothes.
Or at least not that we saw.
Not at the apartment. If he had them, he must have them with him.
He looked like he crawled into the dump.
Pretty much.
All right, me and my handy-dandy notebook.
The apartment definitely gave me the impression that he was barely a step away from destitute.
That was his cardboard box.
Nah, he's just stepping on a cardboard box.
Yes, I'm going to City Hall.
We're going to the retirement.
Okay.
I believe that's what's going on.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. I will say, point out at this point, it is 5:30 almost. I'm happy moving forward, but I do want to point it out because I did say we were going to leave. We were going to call it around 5 or 5:30. If you guys want to keep going, I'm fine with that. If not,
I'm having a great time. I would like to keep going, but I'm fine if somebody else wants to leave too.
Fine with staying. Probably give it another hour at least.
Okay.
That's fine with me.
All right. Your thing is probably going to take a few hours because you got to check out.
Yeah, but I'm completely okay with that.
It's going to take a few hours. Go ahead and give me an investigation roll.
Three. No.
You want to bet any of that?
Yeah, I do actually. That's terrible. No, yeah, that's better.
It's a lot better.
18?
Okay.
Wow.
Worth a penny.
Yeah.
Butter fairy.
All right, I'll tell you what you find in a little while.
Okay. We know that I find something good, though, or at least semi-useful.
Yeah.
Okay, you... The rest of you head over to the retirement home. You get there, it is definitely a nursing home. So the elderly patients there, it's sort of like part hospital, part retirement home. Not that they have anything like, should a medical emergency happens, they still are going to need to go to a real hospital, but they can take care of minor stuff.
How high on the social wealth scale is it?
This is a retirement home for people with money.
So my family might go here.
Yeah.
They didn't hire someone to care for them, but...
It's in your social pecking order, your family could potentially go to someplace like this. Your family probably doesn't go to the best places because they are really there for the super expensive. But this is definitely up there. It's good. It is one that you're just from looking at the outside, you can tell that it's one that your family would consider.
Okay.
But you get there, it's a very nice building. There's a lot of, a lot of brass on the outside. Very nice stonework. Looks like it was a converted, it may be a converted mansion.
Man, what kind of job is retired? They make a lot of money.
I should be so lucky as to die in a place like this.
Might I suggest you all let me do the talking here?
Sure thing, boss.
Yeah, you got it.
Please. It would make our task a little bit easier, I think.
The old people are always so lonely.
You want me to wait in the car?
If you would like.
You got it, boss.
I gotta keep an eye on you, boss.
Where do you want me?
Wherever you feel the most comfortable.
I don't think there's anyone graves nearby.
No one will notice how I smell in here.
They're so close to death these days.
They all smell like this here.
Yes.
I'm not particularly... controlling. I just think that I'd be best doing the conversation here.
Sure. Okay. Do you guys head in?
Yeah.
I'll case the drink.
Sure.
Okay. You head on in. There's a reception desk right up front with a small blonde woman with her hair in a bun. And she's sitting there. She looks up as you come in and gives you a look and looks back down and then looks up again and notices the people that are with you. And definitely does one of those.
I'll smile at her and I'll step forward.
Hi.
Hello.
Is it after? What time of day is it?
It's probably 4:00.
Good afternoon. I was wondering if you might perhaps help us out a little bit. A friend of mine has asked me to look into the disappearance of his sister. She's, got a boyfriend that I'm sure you understand these things.
Sure.
I think that he might work here.
I see. Okay. Well, give me a persuasion roll.
We'll take this. 10.
Okay.
Plus my 4.
Okay.
14.
She seems like she's pretty taken with you. That's terrible. I have a sister too, and I'd hate to have her missing.
My friend, he's most distressed, so mm-hmm. I told him I'd help him out.
Oh, that's so kind of you.
I do like to help my friends out. It's rather upsetting when my friends are upset.
What's your character's last name?
Carlisle.
Carlisle.
You're one of the Carlisles, aren't you? Okay. Yes. Your parents have been in to chat before.
I hadn't heard.
Everyone has to retire somewhere. And we do have a nice place.
You do? It's quite lovely.
We work very hard at it.
Is there a piano?
Sure.
I'll go play it.
So she kind of stutters and points while he goes over to the,
We're muscle. Her father doesn't trust her to, his father doesn't trust him to walk around the streets without a couple of big bodyguards, afraid he'll be mugged or something. Referred to those black people. So he hired us.
They seem awfully talky for muscle.
Six. I actually play the piano.
Okay. You play competently. It's not awful. It's not, she was thinking that you were going to sit and bang on it like a monkey. It's totally not that.
Is it actually good or is it just passable?
It's passable.
It's, not philharmonic good, but,
chimpanzee. Not monkey.
You don't get paid for that performance. It's not a club.
Yeah. It's passable. Your parents would probably be disappointed if the pianist played like that at their at a party that they had. But it wouldn't necessarily be... He probably wouldn't be invited back, but he wouldn't be thrown out.
He'd probably go over really well at the local saloon.
Did we get a description of Gritz?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All
right. So I'll kind of... Well, he's playing and whatever. Mm-hmm. I'll lean in and I'll say so. I'd really appreciate it if you could help us out.
Okay, yeah. What's this guy's name?
His name is Will Gretz, but, you know.
You see her face all when you say that.
You do know him.
That guy. We fired him.
Now you can see why I'm rather concerned.
Yeah, him. He was one of the orderlies for a while. Really, he was only here for a couple weeks. He took a liking to a particular... He spent a lot of time with one of our patients here, but we think when he showed up, stuff started disappearing from the medicine cabinet. And when we let him go, stuff stopped disappearing from the medicine cabinet.
I can't say I'm really surprised. Everything I've learned while looking for him has... I'm really not certain what, you know, she would see in someone like that.
I don't know either, because let me tell you, he would hit on anything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man
has no standards, and frankly, I wouldn't let him talk to me. Jeez.
And it's definitely important that we find her as soon as we possibly can.
He hasn't worked here for at least a week.
So you let him go a week ago?
Mm-hmm.
Did he object, or did he just...
Oh, he was disappointed, but, you know, we got Carl up, and Carl's our security guard.
Would it be possible to speak with whoever he was friendly with? She didn't mention a name, right?
Oh, you want to talk to, Dr. Kettensage. Yeah, we can do that, but I'll have them bring him out, but the good doc is, the doc has dementia, and we're getting on towards sundown. He's probably not going to be of much help to you, but I'll go get him.
I would very much appreciate it.
Okay. The other thing you got to know about the doc has some pretty tall tales. So take what he says, just be aware. He tells great stories, but sometimes they got zombies in them, and some called nose ferrets, and I don't know what all.
Sorry.
It's pretty out there stuff.
Well, thank you for the warning.
Okay, I'm just saying that he may not be entirely there.
Even if he can, the smallest thing that can help us find Emma would be...
All right, I'll go get him. She goes in back and talks to somebody and comes back out front and says he's right back this way.
All
right. He likes to be in the garden at this time of day.
Would you care for a walk among the roses?
Certainly. Whatever you're going, boss.
Okay. Carl comes by, or you think it's Carl. He's the security guard does come by, and he definitely eyes, well, you guys. But he doesn't say anything. In just a couple of minutes, and a kind of big, burly orderly comes up.
The young Carlisle likes to associate with riffraff.
big,
makes for kind best of burly or- orderly comes up.
His name tag says John. You the folks want to talk to the doc?
That would be us.
All right, come back this way. All right, so a few ground rules. I don't know what she told you up front. Doc ain't all there. Normally, we only let family do this, but seems like your family is... well, you're good. We know you. Now, like I said, the doc ain't all there. And he's starting to wind down. So it would be preferable if you kept this as short as you can.
We'll do our best.
Now, not going to be any trouble with the doc, right?
I'm not expecting any.
Okay.
I simply want to know what he can tell us about a previous employee who worked here.
Oh, okay. Which one?
Will Gratz.
Oh, that idiot. Yeah, he played... he took a liking to the doc, almost to the exclusion of his work. He was boosting stuff from the medicine cabinet. That guy was a loser. He used to play chess with the doc, though. Doc liked that. He likes playing chess. He used to play chess with him all the time. But, yeah, he hasn't worked here. We fired his ass last week.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. We fired him last week, sir.
That's what we were told. But I'm really worried about the sister of a friend of mine, so the slightest thing we can do to help out in her disappearance would be...
Okay.
...would be of great use.
Well, he takes you through the hallways, and it, the place, it looks pretty nice.
I'll slip him whatever would be appropriate.
Okay, yeah. You slip him a few bucks, whatever.
Yeah.
Sure.
Thanks for his help, whatever.
Okay. Well, you're walking through. The place does look pretty nice. Everybody's, uniforms are clean and pressed. Everything is clean and has that clean smell. Except for him. He doesn't smell so good.
Hey, I don't know. They've been spraying me with perfume, so I'm
probably here right now. Every couple of hours, I just give him a squirt.
Okay. Yeah, he smells like really bad perfume. The kind that you buy in vats at the grocery store. It's also guaranteed to clean engine parts.
Yes.
But they lead you back. They lead you into the garden, which is kind of this little interior. It's like this kind of little interior courtyard. And it's got a patio. It's got, a couple of tables and some chairs. And it's a nice sunny day. It's got a few trees. It is kind of small because it looks like basically the house is a big square with a hole in the middle. And that hole is where the garden is.
Gotcha.
So they lead you out there and says, remember, try to keep it quick.
What's his name again?
The doc?
Yeah.
Dr. Victor Kattensage. He's German.
Kattensage? Mm-hmm.
Katten, K-A-T-T-E, or, I'm sorry, K-E-T-T-E-N, S-A-G-E.
Kattensage. Kattensage.
Though the A has an umlaut.
Sage.
Yeah. Kattensage. Victor Kattensage.
Cat, because it's not an A.
Kattensage.
Not with the K-E, is it?
Oh.
It should be Ken.
Okay. Yeah,
if it was A, it would be Kattensage, but
yeah.
Kattensage. Mm-hmm. All right. The doctor is, he's an older man, definitely. Let me see if I can find his...
I'm not expecting him to start screaming. He talks about zombies.
Screaming about you, yeah. The doctor.
There's one of them right there! Oh my god!
Actually, because this card amuses me.
Alright, so, oops.
Looks like Albert Einstein.
Gonna use it now.
Why not?
True.
He looks like a cross between Einstein and the doc from Back to the Future.
Kinda, yeah. Because you see that. That's what he looks like.
He's totally like,
can the doctor be my friend?
Can the doctor be your friend? Okay, sure. We can do that. You come over, and you're getting ready to say something to him. The doctor is sitting there. He's got his nice little cardigan on, and he's sitting in a wheelchair. He's got a blanket, even though it's kind of hot out. And you come up and you're about to talk to him.
I open my mouth. He says,
"Kitten, so good to see you. Where have you been?"
Give him a hug. Well, Michael's been doing so much traveling.
Oh, has he?
All over the place. They will never let him settle.
Poor man. Poor man. Still in the country, though, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good. They didn't send him north again, did they?
No. I put my foot down last time they tried.
Right. That's good. That's good. That was bad.
It was.
That reminds me. That reminds me of the time I was crossing. I was... It's good to see you, kitten.
It's good to see you. How are they treating you well here?
Yes, yes. They're nice. They're nice here. I've done well enough that I can afford this place. It's good.
Good. Do you have many friends here? Because I know not many people play chess anymore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, chess? Yes. Yeah. I like to play chess. That's nice.
But does anybody take the time to play with you?
Not since that Gretz boy. No.
It's a shame. Why don't we play a game and you can tell me about Gretz? It sounds fascinating.
Okay. That would be lovely. Alright. You sit down and you play chess with him. And over the course of the chess game, the chess set appears to let him focus a little bit better. So he's a little bit more lucid. But really all he talks about with Gretz is that Gretz did, he seemed like a nice boy. He came in, played chess with him often. He really liked that. And he was really interested in a lot of the doctor's stories. The doctor has been around for quite a long time. He's probably in his 80s now, and he has he's been around for quite a while. And Gretz was especially fond of the doctor's stories.
Did he have any stories of yours that he was particularly fond of? Don't let me interrupt your game, please. I just.
No, he just liked talking. He liked to chat. He's a good boy. I think he got sacked for something or other. Probably drugs. Good boy, but not very smart.
Oh, what a shame. Have I introduced you to my friends? I feel like I've been rude.
Hmm? No.
Oh, this is the young Carlisle.
Oh. Good to meet you.
Delight to meet you, Doctor.
A delight to meet you.
Oh, they're bodyguards. I don't think he wants us to talk about them.
I used to kill things like you.
So do I. Shing. Does this look familiar? Doctor?
At that point, one of the orderlies who's kind of patiently waiting in the background comes up. You start, Shing, does that look familiar?
Well,
the orderly comes up. Sir, please put that away.
I sheathed it the rest of the way. It was never fully unsheathed.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a few inches.
Oh, we're just having friendly chats. We didn't mean anything by it.
All right, just keep it in the scabbard.
Keep it in your pants. Keep it in your pants.
Did I tell you about the time I had Jim Bowie's knife? Had it right in my hand. Right in my hand. Until one of those damn nose ferrets.
Is this a reference that I declared?
Nosferatu. Eric calls them nose ferrets.
Okay.
I was puzzled for a minute, and then I realized what it was.
God, they were terrible. But yeah, I had Jim Bowie's knife. Right there in my hand. Had the berry in the nose ferret's skull. Couldn't get it out in time. Had to leave it.
Oh.
It's a pity.
It is.
How long have you been fighting the darkness, Doctor?
Hmm?
How long have you been fighting the darkness, Doctor?
Too long. Long enough.
This...
I'm retired now.
A luxury not many of us get. It's full of regrets. He's come into some large sums of money.
Will's a good guy. He comes and plays chess with me sometimes.
We're guessing it had to do with one of your stories.
Hmm.
Did any of your stories involve wealth, treasure?
Oh, you want to know about wealth? Yeah. I know about a truckload of Confederate, a trainload of Confederate gold. That caused a lot of problems. It was cursed.
Oh, I don't think he told me this story.
Yeah, that was a mess. It caused a lot of problems. I wasn't directly involved with that one, but it was bad. I heard about it.
When was this?
Hmm?
When was this?
When was what?
The Confederate gold.
Oh, the Confederate gold. Yes, yes, yes. This was 1860s? 65, 1870 maybe? It was a bad business. The Confederates found this gold somewhere, and there was a curse, and it was just bad. It kept moving from person to person, and all sorts of things were hunting it.
What happened to it?
To what?
The Confederate gold.
Ah, the Confederate gold, yes. It was bad business, that Confederate gold.
Do you know where it ended up, Doctor?
Hmm?
Do you know where the Confederate gold ended up?
Not here.
Clearly not. Who was the last person to take it, or group?
One of my old colleagues took it.
What's his name?
He had a lot of names. Liam. He was a good man. A little off. A good man.
Where can we find Liam? Your friend Liam. Where does he reside now?
Oh, he ran away with a leprechaun.
Makes sense. Do you know where they run away to?
Wherever leprechauns go?
Ireland?
What's a leprechaun?
Out of the fire.
Does Liam have a last name?
Hmm?
Your friend Liam, mm-hmm. who ran away with the leprechaun. What's his last name?
Oh, he had so many. Liam Michael. His wife used to call him Herbert. I don't know why. Poor man talked to his wife the whole time. Even though she died back in Ireland.
Oh, that's so sad.
Mm. Kept insisting she was with him. Would even order food for her. Man ate like no one I'd ever seen. Holy cow, he could put it away.
So, Liam Michael, then, ended up with the Confederate gold.
Oh, you know Liam?
Liam Michael?
Yeah, he was a good man. Little off. Had one of those scientists.
Mm.
Little off.
That would do it. Dangerous law. Any other stories you know that involve gold besides the Confederate gold?
Oh.
Or great wealth?
It was a time there was a pirate gold that made it strangely far inland.
Tell us about the pirate gold.
Oh. Nothing to tell, really. The pirate gold was recovered by one of the Confederate soldiers. He brought it west with him, and the pirates came looking for it. They were dead, you know.
That happens.
It was bad. We had to melt it down. had to melt it down, had it blessed. It was bad business. We buried it.
Where did you bury it?
Colorado? Maybe Deseret. I'm sorry, I really am getting tired. I really must go.
It was a pleasure meeting
you. Good.
Who
are you?
Good night, Doctor. I'll come visit.
Oh, hi, kitten.
I'm just passing through, but I'm going to come visit you tomorrow.
Oh, good, good.
We'll play chess then, okay?
Okay, yes. I would love that.
Bye, Doctor.
Goodbye.
I'm leaving.
Farewell.
I'll follow.
He kind of stares at you for a second.
I'll nod to him and then leave.
He used to kill people like you.
That's what I do.
Actually, what he says is he used to kill things like you.
Uh-huh. And then what I said is, so do I.
Yeah.
So we're back to the car?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. I put it back in the car. You're never going to believe who I met. The doctor's
back,
here.
Guys. Doctor, huh?
Yeah. Dr. Kitten Sage.
Sounds like a real riot. He give you anything good?
No, not particularly. I'll let young Carlisle tell you about it.
Young Carlisle.
Come on, boss, I need to know where we're going.
The Confederate gold and the cursed pirate gold are the same gold.
You think so?
Which is either in Colorado or Deseret, and currently held by this Liam Michael Herbert gentleman. Now, if our friend Gretz had enough time to talk to this man, he might have pieced together where exactly this wealth was coming from. My guess is he put all the pieces together and he had it. Now the mob wants it.
Or he just owes them a lot of money. Because he owes everybody a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor's full of something.
No, he's a good man. Very bright. I've known him for years.
Lots of hot air.
You recognized what I was.
Do we know, just out of character, do we know what you are?
You probably do. Because we know each other.
Well, no, I know that you're a crazy person who talks about being dead and
killing
monsters.
I was under the impression that we knew each other.
We do.
Like,
you
we
do.
Actually
knew.
But that doesn't mean that
you
believe.
Okay, well, fair
enough. You're a dead person walking.
You practice voodoo and you're going to question
You actually know how to bring people back from the dead, theoretically.
Well, see, voodoo is a legitimate thing. This is just, this is dead people walking around.
That's crazy.
Crazy
talk.
See, he talks to spirits called Loas, and that's completely different.
Yes.
Bear in mind, one of the voodoo powers is to bring zombies, take them and animate them, and have them walk
zombies
around.
Zombies don't have their own will.
Yeah.
They don't walk around eating things of their own accord, and well, they do walk around reeking, so in that sense, you know, it does match, but there's a lot of other differences going on here. So the fact that you are convinced you're a dead man...
that you're dead.
Doesn't mean you can't fight, and that's fine. Crazy people work cheap.
I'm not crazy, I'm perfectly sane.
You work cheap anyway.
I don't work, I just travel. I'm just a housewife, trying to fill my free time.
Or so she thinks.
You're also completely bald. Unless you're wearing a wig.
No.
Perhaps we
I'd probably lose it.
See if,
She's bald. She doesn't have any eyebrows.
Anything has been...
Looks very surprised all the time.
Sounds like a great idea to me, boss.
I can't
Let's go meet with the librarian
name.
Lady.
What's your name?
Kylie Ann. That's okay. I know what your three names are, but I don't know what your two names are.
And I've heard her talking to her dead husband quite a bit, and I've heard you talking about being dead.
Who's
None
dead
of this
husband?
Actually matters, so...
What I'm saying is that you're well aware of me. You might not have to believe, but you know who I am, you know about me. None of this strikes you as new, different, or out of the ordinary.
No, you've been telling the same story for a long time. So is she.
So we're driving to City Hall?
You've also seen me survive some wounds that I probably shouldn't.
Are you still at City Hall, or are we driving to your
We're driving to City Hall.
You're sturdy.
Either way, we're syncing up.
Below is like you, sometimes.
Alright.
They don't like anybody all the time.
Alright.
Friendly enough, give them presents.
Which I have to do every day. Mm-hmm. Which is why I lose half my money every week.
Because they don't like the cheap roll. You tried that. Yeah. Didn't work. They don't like the cheap rum.
Don't drink Joe Boo's rum. Very bad. Drink Joe Boo's rum.
Ah, Joe Boo's. Good friend of mine.
So Joe Boo can help you get the crook.
Alright, you've had a few hours to look at this. But there's more here. You're doing pretty well. What you've figured out so far is they are deed records.
Okay.
You haven't been able to pull them all yet, because you've only been at this for a few hours. You're pretty sure this is gonna take you at least 4 more hours, but they're gonna kick you out of here basically now.
Right.
Because by the time they show up, it's probably 5:30.
Right.
Or nearly 5 o'clock. And they're gonna kick you out soon. You feel like you need to have another 3 or 4 hours to really get it. No, actually, I take that back. You pored over this for a good 3-4 hours, and you pulled all the properties on the list. It looks like the properties themselves were all purchased in 1899.
Okay.
And it looks like they were all purchased by, as far as you can tell, it looks like they were all purchased by Hellstrom Industries. What's really interesting about that is that they weren't directly purchased by Hellstrom Industries.
They were purchased by subsidiaries.
Yes, and multiple subsidiaries.
Holding companies.
Yes, mm-hmm. Multiple holding companies. The other interesting thing is that it was part of a bankruptcy, and it was part of the Bayou Vermilion bankruptcy proceeding. Bayou Vermilion was the rail line that originated from here. It was one of the competitors in the Great Grail Wars. You've heard of it, but it's dead now.
Okay.
It's long dead now. But it was one of the big ones back in the day.
Okay. And what's the difference between the ones that have been crossed off and the ones that aren't?
Can't tell. Give me a smart roll.
The natural assumption seems to be once he's checked out and has found do not possess what he's looking for.
Yeah, or they could be, like, they don't fit whatever the criteria is. And if I can figure out what the difference between the two of them is, then I can figure out what the criteria is. Or,
you
in my mind.
Came up with all the information that I could give you from the smart roll. So, no need. Just came up with all the information that I can give you from a smart roll.
Oh.
It seems logical that there are probably files that he pulled that didn't match whatever it was that he was looking for.
Well, and that's what I mean. How, looking at both ones that he...
He's looking for correlations.
Yeah, I'm looking for what the difference is between the two.
The City Hall deeds may not have that. You may need the public library for that kind of information.
So yeah. I just need to do more research, is what you're getting at.
You might be able to get more out of this, but you've pretty much sucked all the goodness out of City Hall right
I've
now.
Sucked all the goodness out of City Hall. I'd need to go somewhere else, yeah. I'm guessing.
Like I said, the big things that you get is all the properties were involved. They were all owned by Bayou Vermilion. Bayou Vermilion went bankrupt in 1899. They were all sold off as part of the bankruptcy proceedings, and all of them got bought by Hellstrom Industries in one way or another.
Okay. And when they finally get to me, I will make sure that I relay what information that I have gathered back to them. But it's also obvious that I need to do further research. So. And that's where we are. So, even with my mighty 18, that's all I get?
That's what you get.
Well, crap.
You got all there was to get.
How close is it to time for the ransom?
It's tomorrow.
Oh. Okay.
It's just time to research in the morning.
Would it help?
You missed the guy who talked about nose ferrets.
Weird.
Yeah.
I wonder what a nose ferret is.
I didn't figure that out yet.
Anybody else know what a nose ferret is?
That was just this cute concept he has. It's nothing much.
Okay, apparently I'll just look it up later and it's fine.
Thin, pasty bloodsuckers.
Do any of the things that you files you've been looking at have anything to do with the Liam Michael?
At this point, as far as I need to go do more research. Like I said, all I know is that all of the properties were owned by Bayou Vermilion, and they were sold during Bayou Vermilion's bankruptcy after the railway wars.
Yes, but we have this name.
There's
a man
named Liam Michael, or perhaps Herbert.
Do any of the files you have mentioned the name, a person of that name?
I'm guessing the answer to that is no, because I know who, out of character, I know who Liam is. In character, I'm not sure. This is all the information that I've been able to gather from City Hall. Any further information, I need to go to the library. This is not the place for me to get the information. I need to go research.
So this name is not any of those files?
No.
Okay, that's what we were trying to...
Just to be aware, we're looking for what might be Confederate or pirate gold. The pirate gold may have come from the Confederates, ultimately. This gold is cursed and damns anybody who touches it.
Oh,
and it travels around.
Well, Confederates may have stole the gold from the pirates.
This is very possible. The dead
and
pirates.
It's cursed.
Possibly.
I will also point out that the man may just be crazy. It's possible.
Which I've suggested several times, mm-hmm. But...
Well, you know, we talked about nose parrots.
Exactly. And it's not like crazy's uncommon around here.
Yes. It's not like we don't know crazy.
Just because it's crazy doesn't mean it's not true.
And just because it's crazy doesn't mean it is true.
This is very true as well.
All right. As you guys are heading out of City Hall, I want everyone to make a notice roll.
Notice.
I notice nothing. Literally.
Yeah, I got a 2.
4.
God bless it. Where the heck is my
5?
Okay.
Did you say God bless it?
9.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
6.
Anybody who beat a 4 sees. Kind of down the block and across the way, there's a guy sitting in a car, and he's wearing a cowboy hat.
Uh-oh.
He's sitting in a Ford Model B, and he seems to be watching you pretty intensely. And you recognize him.
You know, why don't we all go back to his place for lunch, for dinner? I am just famished.
I take it you know that man.
What man?
Never mind.
Who's the guy in the car?
What car?
You won't get anything out of her.
Car with a man?
With
a power
of voodoo.
Car, man? What?
The car with a man with the power of voodoo.
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 Do what?
Remind me of the car. Amen.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Yeah, he seems to be looking at you guys pretty intently.
And at 9, does that get a raise?
Yes. In this case, you do get a raise, but in this case, it doesn't matter.
Are you working on your other performing skills?
I'm going to try a soft shoe.
Look around, and now that I know there's a
Give me another notice roll. Let's see if you can spot him without...
Three.
You're going to have somebody point him out to you. You're looking around going, yeah, guys in cars. There's a guy in a car over there. There's a guy in a car over there.
Okay.
This one over here.
She just pointed it out.
All right, you point.
Well, no, I pull him closer to me. I pull okay. The young Carlisle, as we now should be calling him, closer to me. I'm like, over there.
Okay. I want you to give me a...
Boss is quicker, you know.
Give me an agility roll.
Yeah, but he's not my boss. An agility roll?
Give me an agility roll.
Jesus.
The boss is still quicker.
I probably would just call him Carlisle. I got a 3.
Okay. She's very clearly trying to subtly point out who it is, who that is, but it's more like, it's that guy. Except it's like, it's that guy over there. And so you look over there, and yeah, you see the guy, and you kind of meet his eyes for a second, and he takes his, he starts the car and drives off.
Get the license plate. Anybody?
I'll wave.
Dinner time!
Just a very polite, so, friendly hello and wave.
We were exiting City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we were not in a vehicle.
No.
Hey boss, you want to chase him?
Oh, that sounds dangerous.
Yeah, we can do it. Been in hundreds of chases.
He's the best driver around, you know.
Hmm?
I think that she's worried that you'll win.
I think I'm worried about missing dinner.
In other words, this person has something on her.
You just say the word, we can get him. You drive like no other. You hired me for a reason.
It sounds like you'd like to go after him.
Perhaps
you'd care to give us some reason why we shouldn't. It's dinner time and we have no reason to chase him?
Yeah, I had a sandwich when you guys were in the retirement home, so I'm good.
I'm not sure why we should chase every car that happens to be parked.
Wow, you're just collecting those bennies, aren't you?
This is a ginger snap.
They're ginger thins.
Yeah.
Ooh. They're like ginger snaps. Yes, Eric likes ginger snaps.
It was supposed to be ginger snaps, but I couldn't find actual ginger snaps.
Yeah, it's close enough.
Yes, we brought this for people to eat. Yeah. And people besides just us. Yeah. So please, by all means, enjoy, indulge.
All right, Naomi, we got one no vote.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
All right.
Whatever the boss says, I'm down for.
Let's do it.
In the car, so I don't want to walk. I haven't done something crazy that upsets my father in a while.
Are we chasing down the law here?
Man in a cowboy hat.
I don't know who he is.
Chasing down a man in a cowboy hat.
Okay, if her name's Naomi, what's your name?
Okay. So
Morris Mandrake.
Morris.
If we end up having a driving roll, we'll be 10 plus 2.
All right, are you trying to chase him, like chase him down? Are you trying to tail him? What are you trying to do?
We should follow, see what he's got going on.
Tail him without being noticed, I think.
Yeah, and you know my stealth skill.
Oh.
You know what stealth skill?
Driving. Yeah, but it's your driving skill.
Yeah, it's driving, right. Yeah.
So I want you to give me either a stealth or a driving roll, but it's whichever is lower.
Ooh.
You may add 2 for your ace... edge.
To either?
Yep.
Okay. I don't suppose I can help him with stealth on this.
Can you drive?
Yes.
If you have driving and stealth, yes.
I do, in fact, have driving and stealth.
You may roll, you roll the lower of driving or stealth.
That will probably balance out.
Because I'm rolling D4, the lower of the two.
Yeah, roll the lower of the two.
Oh my.
D4, D6.
3.
The ginger thins are really tasty.
So I will be 5 plus 2.
Okay, 7. All right.
You're at a -2 penalty, though, because you don't have it, right?
No.
For stealth? Oh, yeah. Oh. But I would have had my +2, so I'll be a straight 5.
Okay. Oh, you're 5. You weren't able to help. Like, yeah, don't get right behind him. That would be bad.
Okay. Well, let's see.
I'm snooping around the car trying to entertain myself. I'm busy.
Okay.
We're going back to your apartment, right?
He does not appear to notice you.
Well, all right.
Boss, I told you we got this. Let's see where he's going.
I'm the stealthiest.
I knew there was a reason I hired you.
All right. He drives around. You follow him for maybe 20 minutes. At which point he pulls up in front of a bar, and it's kind of a decent bar, maybe kind of a lower class decent bar, but a decent bar. You're probably not going to be knifed if you go in. Probably.
Better, they'll let us in.
They will. He pulls up and parks and gets out of his car and goes into the bar.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Say the word.
Boss is going in, I'm going in.
Is there any other places to go, or is it just the bar?
There are other buildings around.
Are any of them, like, open?
Public buildings?
Yeah.
Storefronts?
There's an abandoned building that is very close by. It's boarded up, but you could probably get in.
Like places you could legitimately shop in, or dinner at, or...
Well, I don't know. What tends to be around bars? I honestly don't know, because I don't go to them.
Other bars?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bars tend to be grouped together.
Okay.
Diners.
Yeah.
Right. Diners.
Restaurants.
Cheap. Okay. Cafe.
Well, there's on one side of the building is looks like it's an abandoned restaurant, or because it's boarded up. The other side is another bar, and across the street is a little diner.
Oh, that looks delicious. Diner.
Maybe a pool hall instead of a bar next door.
Okay. Pool hall next door. Alright, so you just take off towards the diner with your no money, and you're attempting to convince them that they should give you food.
So I'm sure that she'll use that makeup and
flashingly well. Stunningly
with
well.
With her charisma, I bet she could pull it off.
Yeah, with her very attractive.
I'm very attractive.
If she's willing to do...
If she's willing to make certain trades, I'm sure it will go over very well.
All she has to do is imply she would be willing to make certain trades. She doesn't
actually
have to do
it. People misinterpret what I say.
I would really appreciate it if you could...
I'm not sure the police would have the same interpretation.
Remember, this is 1930s New Orleans.
Yes, the
defense of, I didn't mean that, is not going to really mean much when the guy said, well, she agreed to sex.
Don't agree to sex. You imply things. You're subtle.
Yeah, but he's going to say, she agreed to sex.
You're sitting in the diner.
Okay, so you walk over to the diner. Who else is going where? She's headed over to the
diner. I'm going to the bar with Carlisle.
Bar.
Yeah, okay.
Fortunately, it's a cheap bar, so the fact that I'm 14 probably won't keep me out.
Nope.
It is a cheap bar.
In the 30s, I'm not even sure what the drinking age was.
Mm-hmm. There wasn't one yet.
So our motley mob of five enters the bar.
Yes.
Where did the Texas Ranger, Joy?
Okay, going into the bar. He's pretty easy to spot. He's the only one in there in a cowboy boot and cowboy hats. And cowboy boots and cowboy hats. A hat.
Knowledge of cults.
No, he's got
can
more
I,
of them.
Peg this guy.
He's wearing
Texas
three of
Ranger.
Them. Just sets his character.
For knowledge of cult?
Yeah.
How about knowledge of history?
They do, but to identify him as a Texas Ranger, you probably couldn't use that now.
Okay.
You can give me a general knowledge roll, which
sure.
is just a smarts roll.
I could do that.
No!
Okay.
Wait, no, I'm sorry, I get a D6.
Anyone who wants to may roll notice checks.
Notice. Ooh, I rolled a 6. And 6.
5 for notice.
Mm-hmm. 2.
Oh, 17. Oh, Lord.
Okay.
13.
Oh, wait.
So, 8.
I didn't notice today.
Just
yeah.
I did so well at the
still just
at City Hall that I
are you still
stopped noticing.
Sixes?
No, I'm just rolling fours. What was that, four of them?
Yeah. I rolled...
14!
Wow.
Got 7.
I
got
13.
I got
17.
Okay.
Oh,
no, wait.
No, I got
I'm sorry,
17. 16. Not
17. Okay, 16 and 17.
I got multiple raises
I don't
as well.
Have notice.
Okay.
Okay.
Anybody who got just a success? Was there anybody who just got a success? One success. Okay. He's definitely packing. You get that. Those of you who got 17. Notice that from the way the jacket looks, he's probably got two Colt 1911s. And the way that his pants fall, he probably has four, at least two, maybe four extra clips. He might even have a grenade. Maybe. Or that's maybe a sandwich.
Maybe he's just happy to see you. Back
and
forth.
And he does look like he has, you kind of see as he kind of moves and you see a little glint of gold off of his chest just very briefly. And it's only you two that see that.
Like the gold jewelry, a gold shirt. I mean, I don't know.
As a thief, I'm guessing that gold means badge.
Looks to you like a badge.
Ooh, he's a cop, boss. And he's armed with a teeth. Actually, I think his teeth are armed, too.
Thanks, Sean.
And he currently has two beers.
Want any chance?
No, he's just holding one. The other one's sitting in front of him, but he's...
He wants you to drink with him,
boss.
He's
chugging one of the beers.
He wants you to go sit down, boss.
I'm going to go up to him.
Okay. He's drinking as you go up to him. You go up and you sit down, and he literally goes... What the hell are you doing here?
I just wanted to say I love your hat.
Never mind, I get one of those.
Get the hell out.
It's fetching.
You don't like
your hat? I notice you're not leaving.
I'll go.
He holds up the Texas Ranger badge.
I'll stand up.
Get out or I'll arrest you for loitering.
You're in a bar.
I'm going to go. I'm looking
good. We can sit in the bar.
Ranger.
What does that mean exactly?
That means that he can do whatever he wants to you, whenever he wants to you, and he's within the rights of Confederate law.
Oh.
Assuming you're within the borders of the Confederacy. Am I right, officer?
Yes.
I think we can take it.
Sorry. I grew up in
really?
The North.
I just like the man's hat.
You care to try that?
No, we do not care to try that.
Whatever the boss says, mister.
That's all.
Thank
I'm
you,
going.
Mr. Carlisle. You may go now.
I'm going.
Hey, Carlisle, how did he know your name?
People know my family.
Everybody knows the boss.
Actually, what was your name?
Morris Mandrake.
Okay, so rewind just a second. After you finish saying yes, he has authority to do pretty much whatever the hell he wants to do, listen to Mr. Mandrake. You'll live longer. Now, get out.
All right. Out we go. It was a really nice hat.
Be seeing you, Carlisle.
Okay. How does he know your name?
Everyone knows my family.
My gosh.
What's more interesting is that he knows my name.
I'm going to order a burger.
I still think we could have taken him.
Do you have any money, hon?
Of course I do.
Show me.
I think a persuasion roll is in order here.
Can I at least eat in peace?
Money. Hey, you got the money, I'll give you the burger.
Why can't I pay at the end of my meal like a normal person?
Because, honey, you don't look like you got the money. You pay now, I'll give you the burger.
Fine, I'll just go eat at the bar.
The guy behind the counter looks like he does not care.
I think Head Girl in the corner used telekinesis to get a burger.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Let me look up telekinesis.
Page 118.
118, okay.
The short answer is yes, you probably can.
Yeah, I wrote that down.
This would be riveting.
A very hot burger.
Hot off the grill with no bun.
Which I got the next door.
That's okay, I'm resisting yours to slash his tires. So.
Don't bite it, you should do it.
Don't do
that. The boss will get mad at me. If the boss weren't here, that'd be a different matter.
Because you'd take out a little street justice on him, right?
That's a good way to end up in a hole in the ground.
Well, he was being rude to the boss.
I'm going to get a plate of somebody else's food that's just about to be taken out.
Okay. All right, so there is a burger. It looks like there's a burger coming up ready for someone. Do you want to grab that? Do you want to grab something off the grill? What do you want to try and grab?
Yes. There's like a plate that's just about to go out. I want that one.
Okay.
Shink.
Are you going for the plate or just the burger? What are you going for?
Just the burger.
Okay. And so you leave. Just trying to get a mental picture of how you're doing this here. You leave. You leave the diner, and you're going to try to get yourself a burger using the force.
Yes. Does it float out or does it teleport?
It'll float.
These aren't the conduits you're looking for.
Okay. Well, spend your power points and give me a roll. It's the whatever your psychic skill is.
It's unopposed.
That's unopposed. It's just a 5.
That's more than enough to grab the plate. So the guy turns around and looks like he's gonna grab the plate. It's a burger and it's, you know, some potatoes or something. And he goes to grab it and it literally just goes whip. Now the big question is, did you stand in the doorway, like with the door open, or is it coming through the glass?
I'm gonna say like behind the door, holding it open.
Okay, so you kind of stepped out, held the door open. Okay, whip, it comes back, and you grab a burger, not a problem.
I'm gonna go get in the car and eat.
She just invented delivery food. Which I think we're still talking in the bar.
Yeah, you can't stop.
Let's see.
She didn't have to give a tip because no one drove it to her.
Yep.
Okay.
This is the point where everything starts to break.
Oh no.
The guy with the hat means everything started to break.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're now standing outside holding the door with a flying burger. Across the street from the cowboy.
I left unattended.
Ninja burger. It's the ninja delivery service.
Mm-hmm. And I identified Bella as cow parts.
The guy, he like turns to look and is just, like, it's like his brain is telling him something happened, but, like, his eyes are telling him something happened, and his brain is telling him, no. That can't possibly happen. There is no way in the world that happened.
The cook just forgot to make
the
burger.
And your eyes are like, yeah, it is. It did. It totally did. And the brain is like, no, it's not. And they're arguing right now, and he's kind of standing there, and that's the look that he's giving you.
Walk away.
Okay.
It's not good for people when you do that to them.
It could have been much worse. Could have given him a heart attack. It's possible.
He could have screamed. Mm-hmm.
Instead, he was just too stunned to do anything.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm going to wait for them to come back.
Yeah, he's like, okay. So, what do you guys do?
Easy.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you go back. Did you lock the car?
He was in the car.
Okay, you were in the car.
Oh, you were in the car.
Remember, I opened my fat mouth.
Oh, yeah.
The car was probably locked.
Yeah, then we would have lost.
Back then?
Then
I'm going to lean on the hood and eat.
Okay. You get back to the car, and she's leaning on the hood, eating a burger.
Finally. I thought I was going to starve while you were in there.
Yeah, nice to see you, too.
What's your association with the Texas Rangers?
What's a Texas Ranger?
Yeah, I didn't know what that was either.
Do you suppose she can make her husband appear out of thin air like she did the burger?
That would be quite a trick.
Oh, he is off work. I should call him and tell him where I'm at.
Maybe he can join us.
Well, there wouldn't be telephones.
Are there payphones yet or no?
Yeah.
Yeah. 30s, yeah.
Oh, Colin, do you have a coin? I'm afraid my husband's got all the money today.
I don't carry anything smaller than a 20.
Mm.
Or a 10. Whatever's reasonable.
Probably a 10 spot.
Yeah. Don't carry anything smaller than a sawbuck.
I won't do any harm to worry for a bit. I'll just tell him later.
You have a phone back at the apartment.
Didn't you say that your husband was working late tonight anyway?
When you said that, I just went with it.
Wait, are you saying that in-game or out-of-game?
Out-of-game.
I say that in-game.
Oh. He shouldn't be.
No, I thought you said earlier he was.
Oh, I don't recall that.
Yeah, remember? This whole week, he's working
late.
What
are you doing now, boss?
Car's running, time's a-wasting.
Well, we know...
I shouldn't, like, sabotage
where,
the car, right, boss?
No, we shouldn't.
We know where this deal's going down. We could arrive early.
Well, yeah, we got a whole day.
Yeah, I want to finish my research.
I don't think he knows.
No, you finished up for your research.
I thought... No, I...
And we've just go to the library.
I've got to go to the library.
Yes.
So far, we got a bunch of crazy stories.
I'm saying that we can stake out the place, see what it looks like, find... tactical advantages, ambush, etc. Try to figure out the terrain, what's going to happen, where the enemy's going to be. Probably easier to do when they're not there.
I'm game. So much work.
I need to go home and go to sleep. I'm tired. I'd really
what are you guys
like
doing?
To investigate with you, but
okay, I'm going to set the plate on the sidewalk and get the car.
I'm going where the boss is.
Okay.
What time is it?
It's probably about 6 now.
Oh, well, then I'm not that tired.
So it is actually dinner time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Alright.
There's a diner right across the street.
No, I think I'll go home.
Yeah, I would be slumming it.
I've done quite a bit of slumming today.
It's good, we should go back there sometime.
Oh, but I suppose you could get a snack for the boy. I don't know. Alright, so we're headed back to the apartment?
Sounds good.
Okay. Alright, you guys drive back to the apartment.
Would you like to do some more research?
I can't do research right now.
Library's closed.
I gotta wait until the morning.
Come tomorrow, if you could research some of these wild tales that the good doctor has been spinning.
Well,
see if there's any validity to them, see if you can cross-reference it with those... numbers that you got.
After I look up the rest of the information from the deeds, I guess I can look up the validity of the tales, or at least find out some more lore, or whether or not it is. Well, I have knowledge history. Would I know any of the?
Give me a history roll. Or give me a knowledge history roll.
Even if this punk's not at home, we know where he likes to gamble.
Yeah, he's not going to be there. He's got cookies after him. He's going to be hiding out somewhere. 14.
Okay. What kinds of things did you read?
Oh, I'm sorry, 14, 16.
What kinds of things did you read? That is, did you stick mostly to history texts? Did you try to expand out from that? Like, what all did you try to read? I mean, did you go all the way down to the dime novels about the time period?
I think that
or would you have stopped at the textbook sort of things?
No, I probably would have read the textbook, but because I'm a scholar in it, I would have tried to find firsthand documents and that kind of stuff. Like, you know. I don't know, first-hand accounts. I might have read Nimestorm novels if I thought that they would...
All right. The story about the Confederate gold sounds vaguely familiar.
Okay.
Mostly what you remember is the Irishman with a stupidly long name.
Yes.
and it was Michael something.
Something.
And it said Herbert.
Yes.
And
quote unquote Herbert.
But you read that, you're pretty sure you read that in one of the Dime novels.
Isn't there a whole series of Dime novels about him and his party?
There, of adventurers? He's kind of a minor character, but yeah.
Yeah.
You remember something about a Dime novel that mm-hmm. had something kind of... It might have talked about that. It at least talked about him.
Okay.
You're not sure if it talked about gold or not.
But I know that he was a mad scientist, and yeah. I at least remember that much, I'm mm-hmm. assuming. All right. Well, I'll relay that information to them, he comes up in a Dime Store novel. So they're, I mean...
And you know at this point that the Dime Store novels were, you know, 9 parts tall tales.
Yeah, there is some
outright
fact
lies.
About... There's fact.
Usually some fact about them in there.
But most
but usually
of it
they're
is
exaggerated to such a degree to make them exciting to read.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
Not the most accurate thing in the world.
Yes.
In fact, pretty inaccurate.
But I will check into, I need to check into the other things dealing with the properties. I'm still trying to figure out the correlation between, I want to know why he crossed certain ones off the list, because as far as the city records are concerned, there's nothing that stands out that's different between the properties. So, that's where I am right now.
You guys think Ross would know anything about this?
I don't know, It's hard to say. I mean, the only question that I have is why did... What's his face? Why did... Fitz in the Tantrums. Gretz. Why did Gretz decide to go and talk to... I mean, you know, he didn't decide to go talk to Mary. He decided to go talk to Emma. Why Emma?
Maybe Emma's a descendant of somebody.
That could be.
Or Mary just wouldn't talk to him.
I'm with Jim. Let's go and talk to Grant again.
We haven't.
If he can corroborate any of this information.
I don't know that he'll know anything about it, but
maybe he won't, but what do we lose?
No. It's fine with me.
We gotta talk to somebody. Time's a-wasting. We go to the gambling hall. We go talk to Ross. What else we got?
I'd rather speak with Grant than go to a gambling hall. Myself.
So it's off to Grant.
Yes.
It's off to the gambling hall. It's decided then. To the gambling hall!
Here we go!
And we drive.
It Yay! It's about 6:30, folks. We can keep going or not. It's up to you guys.
I'm good with keeping going. I don't know what other people feel.
What do you want to kick us out?
I'm just thinking about food.
Yeah, sure.
Do we want to break for food or just break, period?
I'm thinking this is actually kind of a good spot,
to
break out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is 6:30. I wouldn't mind doing something about food.
Yeah. It's time any longer, and I'm going to start getting a headache.
All right. Well, we'll pick up here next time.
In a world where it's only available for download on GamersHavenPodcast.com.
One shots, different games, one shot at a time.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.